7 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program back. Hour number 2 for Mother's Day weekend. You can join Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here practicing with a license. I practice without one. But my comments have been pretty limited today. We are talking the usual things to review, the medical news of the week. A lot of people talking about the Time magazine cover, the mother breastfeeding her child. Is that too provocative? The obesity rate set the soar. I don't think that's any big news. And your calls and comments, your questions. I have one. Dr. Ken, can I ask you a question?
Oh, please.
You know, last year, about this time, as the farming season began, those of you who listen to me, whether during the week and or on the weekend, know probably that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I'm very active out and about. It's been very moist this last couple of weeks in the Northeast where my farm is, as opposed to the dryness that we experienced in April. And so you're out, and I'm working in out a lot of high grass and vegetation. And I was taking a shower yesterday, day before yesterday, and there was a tick on my shoulder. Now, I've had maybe a dozen or more ticks this year, and I've taken them off, and that was the end of it. This one apparently gave me, I seem to get these bites about once a year. Where the tick is, it's turned that red blotch, and kind of a lump is there. And you gave me some antibiotic last year, which I started to take yesterday. But I was on the plane flying from Boston to San Francisco yesterday, and I noticed an achiness in my shoulder and almost an achiness in the joints in my legs. What the heck caused it? What's in that little teeny? This tick was like as small as a pin head or the end of a pencil or something. What the heck do they have in them that causes that kind of reaction?
Well, your body sees a foreign body, and it responds in a very big way, and that's what's happening. And it's a combination of inflammation, allergy, and our immune systems are pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And you're seeing some of the signs and symptoms of the reaction trying to protect you.
So that's all it is?
Exactly.
Really? All right. So if you have that problem, you get the idea. The body is working. It's pretty interesting how that stuff gets in. But normally, the regular ticks don't seem to bother. There's a different kind of a tick. And some people think it leads to Lyme disease. I'm not sure. I am sure that not every tick leads to Lyme disease. But there are some that are pretty potent.
That is correct. But don't guess, because the consequences of guessing wrong are pretty bad.
Yeah, they are. That's why I went on. I had some of the antibiotic left over from last year that you prescribed for me, so I just went back on it. And I don't know whether... And some people think if you take things like coricidin, it helps, too. Do you think that's true?
I wouldn't use that as my exclusive therapy. And, you know, you need a 14 to 21-day course. Usually, some studies recently have suggested 10 to 14 would be effective, but doxycycline is the usual course of therapy. And, you know, I would definitely want you to get at least 2 weeks of that, Doug.
All right. So here we are, getting healthy again with Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. Let's see how many calls we can get through this hour to help folks out. Starting with Vincent in Maryland. Vincent, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, sir. What's up with you?
What's going on with me? When I walk about a block, I start getting pains up in my middle chest. And then every morning when I get up, I have the same thing. And it's like acute indigestion, and I'm not sure exactly what it's, you know, what's causing it.
Vincent, am I the first doctor you've talked to about this?
Yes, and nobody seems to know exactly. They're just telling me they think it's coming from some kind of strain or something.
Okay, give me a second, Vincent. Just a couple of quick yes or no's. Does this? You told me that this happens when you do exertion, but I didn't quite catch it. Does it also happen when you don't do anything? You're just lying in bed or sitting in a chair with no exertion?
When I lay down at night and I get up in the morning, then it increases.
Okay, so it happens when you move around, when you get out of bed?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a smoker?
No.
High blood pressure?
Yes.
High cholesterol?
Last time I checked, my cholesterol is good. It's only like I'll point it to over to what it should be.
Are you a diabetic?
No.
Any family history of heart disease? Men in your men in your family under age 55 having a heart attack or sudden cardiac death. Women in your family under the age of 65 having a heart attack or sudden cardiac death.
No, my mother and father did have some cardiac problems when they were coming up, and they were young, and they got a little older, they did. But nobody in my family is having any problems at all.
Okay. What we just went through are the major, not all of them, but the major risk factors for coronary artery disease, the circulation to your heart getting plugged up, and leads to the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack. I'm not trying to get you overly concerned, Vincent, but you've got two risk factors, your blood pressure and your age as a male. It's age 57. That puts you into the intermediate risk for having coronary artery disease. You must, Vincent, I don't want to lose a single listener, yesterday get this evaluated. The first thing I'd want to exclude in you is that this is coming from the heart as a coronary issue. It can be done easily with either a stress test or a CT angiogram. These are both non-invasive tests, and you can get some peace of mind. I would, if you have chest discomfort today doing this, I would go into the ER because you'll get taken care of a lot quicker and you won't have to wait. But I just don't want you to have anything going on. This has been going on too long undiagnosed. Unfortunately, there are a lot of causes of chest discomfort, so it's not easy. Being a good detective, we have to think about other areas of the body that can cause these symptoms: the stomach, the intestines, the gallbladder, the lungs, even the muscles, the bones, the joints in the chest all can cause these same symptoms. But a gentleman your age with a history of high blood pressure getting exertional chest discomfort, this is heart until proven otherwise, and that must be excluded as soon as possible. Don't do any strenuous physical exam, any strenuous physical activity, Vincent. You don't want to run a motor without oil until we're sure this is okay. I give this kind of advice not to alarm you, but to everyone in this situation, because you just don't know.
Get yourself checked out, Vincent. In other words, do the smart thing. Get to the ER. Why don't you do it right now? Get in your car, have somebody bring you down there.
I'm glad you called.
888-553-7536. Life is a busy thing for most of you. How many of you worry about little things? You probably don't, right? Age, spots, wrinkles, they don't seem to bother you. Well, because they're insignificant, you don't like them, but you don't pay a lot of attention to the brown spots, the wrinkles. And sometimes you hold back from looking your best. So Dr. Ken has a recommendation for those of you who have the age spots and the wrinkles, the brown spots, and perhaps if you follow his advice, you won't have a problem with it. This is probably something that fixes you sooner than later, right, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. Shamanix, the makers of our most popular anti-wrinkle treatment, Esotique, has now introduced Brilliance with three breakthrough ingredients, Doug. They're proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation. Brilliance will brighten your skin and beautifully even your skin tones. And if you call now, you'll receive an absolutely free bottle of Brilliance with your Esotique.
The best part of this treatment, again, as Ken underscored, you'll receive absolutely free with your order of Esotique, a wonderful skin cream. This is something that gets rid of the wrinkles, the fine lines. You don't have to choose between spots or wrinkles. You can tackle both by calling 800-525-4988. That's 800-525-4988. Take the, Dr. Ken's word for it. Get rid of the age spots, the brown spots, the wrinkles. Get Shamanix Brilliance. 800-525-4988. Very popular. People all around the country know this brand name. Believe me, it works. So now's the time to call and get in with your order. You'll get a special, really kind of added incentive to get involved in this thing. See results right away. Call 800-525-4988.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Housecall. I don't know where I came up with that. Dr. Ken is not like Dr. House, by the way. He has a wonderful attitude and is about as provocative as Dr. House is in finding the cure or the root of the problem. So give him a buzz at 888-553-7536. Will, in South Carolina, how may we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Will.
Hey, Dr. Ken, how you doing? My question is a little different, and actually I didn't want to call in fear that my wife might be listening to this program. My wife is an extremely emotional woman. I mean, to the point where sometimes you don't know exactly what you're coming home to. She's finally agreed to go to the doctor and have this looked at, but my question for you is there anything we can do as a family to try to help her out, to be supportive? I mean, she's not crazy or anything like that. She's just emotional.
And you sound to me, Will, and I'm not making a judgment, you sound to me like the cool, calm, collected, composed guy who, when things are going down, doesn't even sweat.
Yep, pretty much, Dr. Okay. Ken. You hit that right on the head.
And you know, that kind of mismatch, and I'm not being critical again, can make the whole problem worse. So, you know, I know exactly how you feel, and you have to watch your own reaction to all this and not let it get, because she's never going to react to these things like you do.
Right.
And you're never going to react to these issues like she does. And the quicker you understand that and accept that, it'll be easier for everybody, and it won't be worse than it could be. And she may need some help, and I don't know if you want to go on with this.
Yeah, stand by for a minute, sir.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Again, with your calls and your questions, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com is the email address. You can send them along to me if you'd like the questions. I'll relay them as we have time to Dr. Ken. It's Doug at drkstefan.com. That's my email address. Lots of people with lots of questions. We're having a conversation right now with Will, who has a problem with his wife. All right, let's get to the root of this, back to the beginning almost, so we don't have people sort of just came in wondering what we're talking about.
Will is the calm, cool, never sweats kind of guy who lives with a wife who is extremely emotional. And Will, let me tell you, I'm living your life, because you don't become a cardiologist unless when things are really going down and tough, you are able to control your emotions. And you know, you're as sweet at 3 a.m. as you are at 3 p.m. And you just have a sense of composure. So, you know, so yeah. I understand how you respond. On the other hand, I live with two very intelligent but very emotional women. And so I understand exactly what you're going through. My 15-and-a-half-year-old daughter tells me, Daddy, you never comment on a woman's emotions.
Sure.
And you know, I live with two intuitive, very bright, but very emotional women. So I know what you're going through. And I have learned that they're not going to respond to stress like I do. And I'm not going to respond to stress like they do. And trying to comment on each other's responses doesn't make the situation any better.
Right.
So
what do you do?
You have to find out whether it's just their personality and it's normal for them, or is it pathologic and there is a problem and it's beyond a normal response. And that's where a good doctor can make that determination, where this is just normal behavior or it is pathologic.
Okay. If it becomes pathologic, Dr. Ken, are there health concerns involved later on?
Oh, well, sure. Absolutely. Excessive stress can damage the heart, absolutely, beyond any doubt. And if anyone listening in medicine thinks it doesn't, you know, they're Dr. Rip Van Winkle. All the recent studies show that enormous issues can happen with the heart. Even with, there's some cutting-edge studies looking at cancer, that emotional health helps to decrease the chance of recurrence, also helps to make the treatment more effective. So emotional health is so important to one's well-being. But the problem is that, Will, you're not a psychiatrist, so you possibly could misdiagnose your wife,
Right.
But maybe there is some issue there, and, you know, somehow...
It has to be an issue there. I mean, the guy's a very sensitive guy. The thing is she willing to cooperate? And if she doesn't, does it destroy the marriage and the family? Is she so focused on being different, or is she so out of touch with her emotions that she's in denial? If she
then
somebody needs to bring her up short, Ken. I think
But you know, you can't prejudge that situation. You know, it has to be evaluated. You know, sometimes just starting with some maybe some couple counseling may help. And a good counselor could make an observation if more aggressive work is needed, whether she does need a referral to somebody or whether this is just her normal personality.
Well, even if it is her normal personality, if she doesn't realize the impact that she's having on her husband, then she's not. Then there's a certain amount of this stuff that goes along with me being me and you being you.
Yeah, but that's where you both have to, you know, you both have to give in a little bit. That's the question.
It doesn't sound to me like she's giving in at all. It doesn't sound like to me that she's even interested
in this. You're prejudging. You haven't
met. Well, I think I hear the guy, but I'm hearing, am I on the right path, Will, or not?
Yeah, but you're listening to his side.
I am listening to his side, but he sounds like a reasonable guy, and you have just said that you're around people. I've been around women like this off and on all my life. It's like I track them like flies. So that's why I'm...
right, but to the...
I'm sensitive to this. Will, I feel your pain.
No, but I understand what you're saying, but the other side, and I've been educated by the other side, you know, that's the way it is.
That's the way they want it, because it's a control issue. You've got two women in your life.
No, but we've both moved. Neither side is controlling the other. You know, we've kind of found some common ground.
You have. I can see that with you and your wife. Yes, I can see that. And it's a wonderful thing, and it's a testament to working on it, for sure. And maybe that's what Ken is saying. You got to work on it. I tend to not. Well, I mean, it depends on how close I want to be with the people involved.
If you don't want to work on it, then the marriage is not going to last.
Right.
But
oftentimes, I think there are some, and it isn't just women; it's men. It's all about me.
Yeah.
And
that's
so,
right.
If that's the case, that's fine. If that's what you want to be, but don't expect to have a healthy relationship.
You see, this is where you need a diet. If you have a narcissistic personality, and you know there are personality disorders, and that's but again, I don't want to prejudge and play psychiatrist over the phone without having interviewed both of you together. That's what would be very helpful. Is she willing to go to couples therapy?
Yeah, she's willing to go to therapy, and last night we had a discussion about this sitting outside, and she agreed to go see a doctor.
Good.
Let us know what happened. I'd be curious.
Good luck with you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GardenerCenter.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Right along now. Lots of good calls today. Lots of things that are important. 888-553-7536. Going through some of the news of the week. The Time Magazine cover article. A lot of people are finding that offensive. Some people say it doesn't make any difference. It may be an age thing. It may be where you're from. It may be a religious thing, one way or another. The obesity rate conversation this week was obnoxious more than anything else, because it became sort of a talk radio thing, and there's nothing really new here. It's the same stuff over and over again. Maybe a warning, maybe the discussion is important. It doesn't do you any good, though, if you don't take some kind of action.
The only thing new is the government's trying to say it's not the responsibility of the individual to lose weight.
No, it's the government's responsibility. Yeah, that's certainly
to make changes to help you.
Yeah, right. Eight, good God. When is it? We have no responsibility for anything anymore.
It's amazing.
I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
888-553-7536. This country really needs to be brought up short on some of these things. Let's get back to Loretta in Wisconsin. Hi, Loretta. You're on with Dr. Ken. Nice to have you here.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Hi there.
Hi.
Go ahead. Hey, what's up, Loretta?
Well, first of all, can I comment on the whole breastfeeding thing?
Please.
I have 2 children, and I was not able to breastfeed. And I'm wondering, are they saying that they need to do this for such an old child because they need to form that special bond?
Exactly.
Because that's hooey. That totally is hooey. When my daughter was born, she did not like to be held, even as a newborn. And for a new mother, that was one of the hardest things I ever had to deal with. I literally had to put her in a seat and hold the bottle for her to feed.
My daughter was the same way, and it just wouldn't work. She wouldn't stay still enough. And you have 2 very strong-willed women trying to make this work. It didn't work. And my wife tried so hard. And then to see this, I didn't want her to see that magazine. I thought it was really going to upset her.
Yeah, I find it very offensive, actually. I think that if you're going to breastfeed, it is a private thing between you and your child, and that's why they make breast pumps. For heaven's sakes, give it a bottle during the day. Put it in a sippy cup if he's that big.
And what really, as I've said, I know I'm being redundant, but what concerned me most about the Time magazine is the effect it's going to have on that child.
Yes. Yes, my daughter is extremely independent to this day. She's 26. She's graduated with honors from college, and she's in the Army. I mean, she's a fantastic kid, and we have a wonderful relationship. And she wouldn't even be held as a child, so I don't see the whole thing. But, okay, so that's all I have to say about that.
Good comment.
My problem is I have gastric paresis, which I had never heard of before, It's very, very painful. And the dietitian actually was more confusing than she was helpful.
Well, this is a condition where the muscles in your stomach just don't function normally. And hopefully it's been explained to you. It's so often due to diabetes. Diabetes can do a lot of things to the body, including damage the nerves. And one of the places that it can affect is that vagus nerve. And it just damages the stomach muscles, and it damages the ability of the stomach muscles to work properly, and things just don't move forward.
Okay.
Do you have diabetes?
Yes, I do. I was diagnosed in 2010.
Okay. And this can cause some complications. You get overgrowth in the stomach with bacteria. The undigested food, it just gets hard. It can remain in your stomach. You can get horrible fluctuations of blood sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Am I describing it well?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It seems like no matter what I eat, I can go all the way from 200. And actually, when I was diagnosed, my numbers were over 400.
How is your hemoglobin A1C?
The last time I checked, or I was at the doctor, it was 7.1. She wants it to be 6.
Do you have any heart disease?
I have high blood pressure, and the last time I was there, she said my cholesterol actually right now is perfect.
But as far as you know, you've never been diagnosed with coronary disease?
No.
Okay.
Nope, nothing like that, no.
So you can get it down, you know, under 6.5 would be okay, and maybe it'll help the gastroparesis, but hopefully you've worked with a dietitian. You want to eat smaller meals more frequently, low fiber forms of the high fiber foods, and you want to choose mostly low fat foods. You want to just avoid those fibers, fruits and vegetables. You couldn't live in Florida because you couldn't eat oranges, although you could drink orange juice.
See, and that's what I don't understand, because it's contradictory to everything they told me when I first found out I had the diabetes. You know, they say, don't drink the juices. They're too high in sugar. Don't.
Loretta,
you know, and now they're telling me to do this.
Loretta, just you have to adjust and just, you know, things have changed. Accept it and just be a little bit flexible. And you want to drink water throughout each meal. And actually, I'll tell you something that maybe hasn't heard yet. You actually want to do a little gentle exercise after you eat, such as walking. You know, usually you want to rest. You might want to rest to digest. People who have gastroparesis, they want to get a little gentle exercise after you eat. You know, go for a walk. This will help the digestive process.
Okay.
There you go, ma'am.
And this
thanks.
Is not going to change, is it?
Well,
it doesn't reverse itself, does it?
The best thing you can do is, it's hard to reverse it. You make sure that hemoglobin A1C is under good control, and you want to do the things that I mentioned. There are medications to control nausea and vomiting, and also there are some medicines to stimulate the stomach muscles if you need them. Surgery
is
the last resort.
Is that affecting my throat? Would that be affecting my throat?
Absolutely.
Oh, geez.
Because
okay.
You may be feeling acid in your mouth.
Yeah.
Acid reflux, that sort of thing. Loretta, we have to move on. Appreciate your call, though. Take good
GI
care.
GI doctor, endocrinologist, and your internist working as a team will optimize this for you.
888-553-7536. Your connection to Dr. Ken on the air with your question. He has a blog at drkenshow.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner in the blog box and the blog tab there. And you can converse on some of the things you may be seeing. I'm looking at the Good Day website right now under Dr. Ken, some of the headlines about obesity, pregnancy, and those things go together, and how they affect your child's test score. In other words, the heavier you are must have some impact on the development of the brain, Ken. Is that
exactly?
Is that the
Maternal
link?
And Child Health Journal. This week, Doug, that women who are obese before pregnancy have an elevated risk of bearing children who get relatively low grades in school. So you want to help your child, mom, get your weight under control before you get pregnant.
Story behind the story at DougStephan.com. Heart attack survivors may face higher risk of early death if you're near a highway. Is that the reason they're building all those high 14, 15 feet high blocks, those walls sort of along the interstates, you get into suburban areas near big cities?
Exactly. I wish I was making this up, Doug. This was in the medical journal Circulation, major reading for all cardiologists from the American Heart Association. Heart attack survivors, as you said, who live close to roadways, it's hazardous to their health. It appears that, Doug, it's the air pollution and traffic noise may explain the link. We know from other studies that long-term exposure to air pollution increases the risk of death from heart disease, and some studies have shown that exposure to traffic noise actually increases the blood pressure. So if you want to live as long as possible with your heart issues after a heart attack, you may want to get out far from the interstate.
Look for Dr. Ken's picture and Dr. Ken's daily dose of information here. Children who live on farms, on dairy farms, or around cattle have fewer allergies. I found this to be very interesting, Ken.
Absolutely. This has to do with the sanitary hypothesis. You know, we try to help our kids live in cleaner and cleaner environments to the point where you don't give your immune system any exercise early on in life. And then it overreacts, inappropriately reacts, doesn't do the kind of job it should. And so kids living in farms, they're just exposed to a lot of things that gives their immune system a good workout from the beginning, and the immune system seems to work better later. Counterintuitive.
What the heck is it with these youngsters drinking hand sanitizer? Who in the world would have thought that you would? Who's the first person you got to wonder who picked up a bottle of hand sanitizer and drank it?
Well,
the
ER doctors are discovering this. They're seeing young kids coming in drunk, and when they look back and see what they've been doing, that, you know, one or two of them will admit that they're drinking the hand sanitizer. Mom and dad, you know, just make sure you account for it or get the foam. They're not going to be able to drink that. Talk to them about this. This is just not a good thing.
888-553-7536. Time for more of your calls coming right up here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg announcing to you right now that you have won the multi-million dollar lottery. So what are you going to do with that money? You've been dreaming about it. You know you probably bought many lottery tickets this month or this week, and perhaps even today. Multi-million dollars, giving you everything you ever wanted in life. But then again, when you have that list of things that you want to do because you will win the lottery, what have you done with that list? You know the money might come in when you bought that lottery ticket. Well, here's the key. I want you to take that list, figure out how much each one of those items will cost you, forget the fact that there is a lottery, and just begin to plan to get each one of these things. Find out how long it will take you to accumulate that type of money. What are the things that you're going to have to do? That's the lottery of life. There are no odds, just winners. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
class. If you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536. A tradition on the weekend. Every weekend we're here live taking your calls. Dr. Ken now with Marty in New York. Marty, you're on the air, please. Let's get to the root of your problem and your question.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Ken, for accepting my call.
My pleasure, Marty.
I'm a 59-year-old male. I've been diagnosed with peripheral artery disease. I've had that for a while, but I had to go in for a CAT scan, and during the CAT scan, they found like a 70% blockage in my aorta. The vascular surgeon suggested to split my whole chest open and do open heart surgery. I would just like to know if there's any other options I could explore.
Okay, Monty, let me make sure I understand the issue. So you have in your leg arteries, you have blockage. You said peripheral vascular disease. Now, the aorta, let's make sure that we're talking about the right thing. The aorta is the pipe where the blood exits the heart. The exit door is the aortic valve, and then it goes straight up in the pipe to the neck. That's the chest aorta, the thoracic aorta. Then it goes back and behind the heart down to the groin. In the belly, it's called the abdominal aorta. Was it the valve or the pipe itself where they said there was a blockage?
The pipe.
Okay, is it the pipe in the chest or the pipe in the belly, in the abdomen?
The pipe in the chest.
So you have an obstruction in your thoracic aorta?
Correct.
And what kind of symptoms are you having from that?
Very bad circulation.
To where?
My legs and my hands and my arms.
Is it in your ascending thoracic aorta or your descending, or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And you've seen a heart surgeon, and they're recommending that you get this opened up?
Correct.
Okay. Have they talked to you? Are there any options for minimally invasive procedures to do this? I'm sorry?
Not that they gave me, no.
Okay. And have you gone to a big center to get a second opinion about this?
I went to Strong Memorial Hospital.
That's a great place. I was an undergraduate at University of Rochester. Love that hospital. They let me learn as an undergraduate. I'm so grateful to them. And it's a great place. They have an outstanding heart program there. And how many doctors there did you talk to?
Just one.
Just the surgeon?
Yes.
And was that a vascular or a cardiothoracic surgeon?
Vascular.
Okay. I would ask the vascular surgeon if there are any, we call it minimally invasive options.
All right.
Or also, I'm going to be a little provocative here, whether they can use the balloon to open this up, to dilate this. And just ask about other than the most aggressive option, which they've suggested to you. Okay, Monty, you're at a great place.
Good place to get the info. All right, more conversation about your health coming up. 51 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
For
a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're joined now by David McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health, has been a frequent contributor to this program. Whenever there is news, as there is this week, about heart issues, cholesterol issues, issues of circulation, what happens when you are obese to your circulatory system? Dave, welcome. I would start with that before you and Ken are to have a conversation about some of the more specific things that help people understand what they can do with high cholesterol. I just wonder what you think. Every time you see one of these headlines, for example, the headline this week, U.S. obesity rate set to soar, costing the government billions of dollars, and who knows what toll. It's always about the government, the government, the government. What toll does that take on the people who are going in that direction? And I wonder, again, from your vantage point, as a fellow who's had this problem, that's why you founded Solana Health to begin with, what are your observations?
Yeah, good morning. Absolutely, obesity, you know, lack of exercise is definitely another risk factor that we as a country are struggling with that in the end, you know, leads to more heart disease.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate.
All right, so I always am curious to have you and Ken, you're the experts. I sit and listen with along with thousands of other people to this information. So, Ken, why don't you and Dave have one of your enlightening conversations?
Sure. Doug, I see patients with high cholesterol every day, and my goal as a cardiologist is always to reduce their risk factors for heart disease and to do it safely. And that's the reason I started putting patients on cardio. It's a natural supplement for cholesterol and triglycerides. I especially like it to be used before the plaque develops because it doesn't have any of the concerns that I have with statins. But when I know that I have a lot of plaque that I need to stabilize, I may take the chance and use something stronger. But I especially like the cardiol. The patients come to me. They don't have any coronary disease yet, but they have numbers that they want to get down to lower their risk. And The reason I started cardio and the natural supplement for cholesterol and triglycerides, because both the cholesterol, the triglycerides, the bad cholesterol, they're all significant risk factors. And I've seen this cardio lower both of the total cholesterol, the triglycerides, and I've also seen it lower the bad cholesterol, the LDL, in my patients. My patients really love it. It's so easy to take, unlike a lot of the other formulations. This is only one capsule a day. And as Doug mentioned, we've got David McMahon, the founder and president of Solana Health, on the phone. And we wanted to ask him to tell us about the science behind cardio. David, welcome back to Good Day Health.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ken. Yeah, you know, cardio, the reason that we put this formula together was because there is such good science on some of these key ingredients, you know, published by Mayo Clinic and some other, you know, significant institutions that we would all recognize. And like you said, just one capsule a day, we're able to see those numbers really come down. I saw it in myself. And
I saw
really
it me.
Else.
We did that. We had this test on me, Dave. Ken went before and after, and I saw the exact same thing happen.
Yeah, excellent. So it's great to have another testimonial right here in the room, as it were.
I've been seeing great results on the numbers on the patients, and very good tolerance of it. I haven't had people complain about issues with it. It's well tolerated.
And there's nothing else like it, really. That's can we speak to that, Dave? There's really nothing else like this.
Yeah, there really isn't. There are some other things out there that are natural and can help to some extent, but you're typically only going to see about 10% from some of these other formulas, and you really always have to take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pills a day, which I personally really don't like to do.
Nor do I.
But also, you know, on top of, you know, the benefits you can see in the numbers, we've also got significant antioxidants, CoQ10, resveratrol, bioflavonoids. So it's really a, you know, kind of a vitamin for the heart and the circulatory system, if you will. So there's a lot of good long-term ingredients there, you know, giving you benefits.
This is why we would like you to take advantage of the opportunity that Dave and Solana Health have put forth. You can get a free 30-day trial so you can see how cardiol works for yourself. You go to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/Ken, and you get the free trial, 30-day trial. You get, shipping and handling costs about $8.95. That's the entire cost of this whole thing. Find out how the program can work well for you. Either call toll-free, 888-809.
This year about...